Hey, Leah.
Is it okay if I go?
Yeah,
Can you hear me?
absolutely. Yep.
Okay, I'm in my car and there's a weird microphone. So I am a member of the House. I am on the Health and Human Services and Elderly Affairs Committee. And as myself personally, my goals for the year are just to stop bad legislation and help get through good legislation concerning health freedom, especially. Sorry about my son in the back. And I am also the coordinator for New Hampshire Healthcare Workers for Freedom. Pretty much that has just served as a resource for people seeking religious exemptions from vaccination. There's a video and a document to help people navigate that process. And also I am, my goals for that this year to just stay on top of legislation that's coming through my committee and going through the Senate also and some of the other committees, because some will go through labor regarding health freedom, and just you know, keep that list abreast of what's happening and give them calls to action. So they
can you speak louder? Can you speak louder and closer to the mic? Louder and closer to the mic.
Can you hear me?
Louder and closer to the mic, please. Hey, thanks.
Let me just switch. All right, is that any better?
Much better.
Okay. Yeah, it's the car mic. It's horrible. So so with New Hampshire Healthcare Workers for Freedom, really just keeping people abreast of what's going on in the State House and doing calls for action through emails. And if any events are going on, I'll let people know through there as well. Is JR or Andrew or anyone from Rebuild New Hampshire on this call?
I don't see that they've joined yet, Leah.
Okay.
When you first came onto the new mic, we could hear you well. It's hard to hear you again. Can you tell me the legislation number again for the ivermectin at the pharmacy?
I don't have it on me, but it's not scheduled.
I will look at. I'll look it up and put it in the chat in 2 minutes.
Thank you, Jim. So there's also a bill that's coming Tuesday, and I believe it's at 11 o'clock. It's relative to off-label prescriptions, and it's coming to the House Health and Human Services Committee. And basically, it's a partner bill to the ivermectin bill. It requires that it prohibits the licensing boards from disciplining prescribers for prescribing medications off-label, because we're seeing doctors are being attacked across the country and facing, you know, losing their license or discipline from their boards. Their state boards. So that's an important one. I did send out an email from the New Hampshire Healthcare Workers letting doctors know, and I've been trying to get, we really need prescribers to come in and voice their you know, support for that bill. But I will speak for a Rebuild just briefly. This is like an unofficial. we had an event. So the goals for Rebuild are to continuing to monitor legislation and what's going on in the State House, do our weekly or biweekly emails, keeping the list abreast of what's going on, doing press releases and op-eds, trying to move the Overton window. And also, one of the things that we did that was new this year was we had the Build It Up New Hampshire event, which was a networking event to try to set up alternative systems in New Hampshire so that we can kind of sidestep and get around a lot of these problems. So there were breakout sessions in different sectors like the business, healthcare, education, and it was just a, you know, kind of a giant brainstorming event that was well attended. And there was a MeWe group, and it's called Build It Up New Hampshire, that was started after that if you want to get connected there. And I am on my phone, so I can't post this stuff. But it's on the rebuildnh.com website.
Awesome.
And Leah, I just put in nhhealthworkers.com on the chat, and HB 1022, which is the standing orders for ivermectin. I don't see a hearing date for that yet.
Right. It hasn't been scheduled. That's about it for me. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Leah, for your hard work and for speaking on behalf of Rebuild. I certainly would be lost without their newsletters on what's going on with all the legislation. It's been incredibly helpful. And our prayers are with JR as he goes through the challenges there legally. All right. Who would like to go next?
Stephen's got it.
Hello?
Do we have someone who...
You guys hear me?
Yep, we can hear you now.
Hi, I know a whole bunch of you. I don't know a whole bunch of you, so I just wanted to say hi, introduce myself, say thank you. Those who don't know me, I'm Elliot's dad from Liberty Block.
You raised a great son.
Thank you. I have a whole bunch more, too, in the bullpen.
Oh, boy.
But I know most of you, but not all of you. I wish I knew all of you. I'm here sometimes on Sundays, but we never have such a great crowd, so it's awesome to meet everybody.
Thank you, Steve. Kristen, do you want to talk about Patriot Hub? Put her on the spot. Not yet.
Is that working?
You're good.
Oh, cool. Hi there. I'm Kristen. I am nhpatriothub.org. And we have a collaborative event calendar, which is like my total baby. And I tried really hard this year to group all the events that I could find that the pro-Constitution, pro-freedom people are putting out there. So it's been a huge, like, full-time job right now to stalk all the groups and request information. I'm pretty much doing it all organically myself. So I was hoping if we have a good turnout here, people would know what I'm doing and they could send information proactively to me so I don't have to stalk so much. So if you have a nhpatriothub.org, I'll put it in the chat again. Our biggest thing is the event calendar. Our goal is to get community together. So like we're uniting, we're hubbing together the groups, but then at the same time, we're of course hubbing together the citizens. So we do a few events. We do the Rolling Freedom Drives on the weekends before that there's the big downtown events. And we're participating in the movie night. So we're hoping to get education, conversation, and community happening. Those are our big three main goals for 2022. So the biggest request is if you want to post an event, please send it to me. You can send a flyer if you find it, and you can I'll put my phone number up there even. You can just text it to me. I will take the ball and run with it and put it up on the calendar.
So for Kristen, you guys, I just want to do a shout out because she basically stalks every single Liberty Group's website on a daily basis to try and figure out what events and what you've got going on and bringing it into a calendar so that I can tell people who are reaching out from all over the state, go check Patriot Hub to see what's in your area. I know that the Free State Project also has a very comprehensive calendar. Those are the two, because we do now, it is a new day where we have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people who are trying to figure out how to get linked in and fight the liberty fight. And it's very important that we give them an opportunity to figure out where we all are. So if you have any events, any training coming up, any seminars, any collaboratives, anything at all, it's super easy. Event at New Hampshire Patriot Hub, and Kristen will get it on the calendar for you and help get the word out. There's a lot of people. We have it linked on our website, We the People. Just trying to get everything in one spot. And I love to go out there myself just to stop one place and see what everyone's doing that week. It's hard to keep up with. So thank you, Kristen, for bringing it all together there. All right, next, let's just go down the list. Ian, I see you there with a big smile. Why don't you go next? Tell us who you are.
Hey, I'm Ian Freeman. I host a nationally syndicated talk show on about 190 or so radio stations. I've been a longtime independence advocate, longtime pro-liberty activist. I've been arrested a handful of times for civil disobedience, so I can certainly speak to taking action, direct action like that. I've also been a longtime advocate for more than a probably 15 years of independence, just generally, and have lived in New Hampshire for the last 15 years. Certainly things are worse now than they've ever been. And so I think we're at a really unique point where even public polling is showing a large percentage of our neighbors here in New Hampshire already support independence. So I don't think this is as radical of a proposal as maybe some people think it is going to be. There's, let's see what the organization is, brightlinewatch.org, in a survey earlier this year asked people across the country, and surprisingly, even Democrats in the Northeast support independence. So there's, there looks like roughly one quarter to one third of people, whether they be Republican, Democrat, or independent, just by default already support independence. So I think the whole point here is to get the conversation started, hopefully get this thing on the ballot so we can finally take people's temperature and find out, you know, where people are at. But step one, of course, is to get people into that hearing coming up on Thursday the 20th. And thank you, Kristen, for linking that on your calendar. Saw it over there, so thank you so much. Anyway, any questions anyone has, I'm happy to answer. I blog over at nhexit.us. There's a lot of good information there as far as there's even like a link to the email address for the committee. So if you have not yet emailed the committee, whether or not you're going to be there on Thursday the 20th at 3:30 p.m., you definitely should reach out to them and encourage them to support CACR 32. That's something that people can do if they can't make the meeting. And again, the ballot measure, the important thing to point out here is a lot of these state reps are going to misunderstand. They're going to think that this is all about whether or not they support independence or secession or staying with the Union or the Empire, as we might want to call it. That's not what this is about. The question is whether or not the question should be put in front of the voters. And so that's a much easier bridge to cross. So even a state rep who's on the fence or who is against independence should still support the idea of letting the people speak on this question. So that's all I have to say. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ian. Derek, I'm going
to I just wanted to chime in real quick. I love what he just said. I love how he ended with that. It's that's so important because it should be the people's choice. It should always be. So this is the problem that we always have. We have representatives that are not representing us or even giving us the option to have our voice. And so all the conversations that I've had, even with, you know, people that are, I would consider on our side, have used that, well, it's not what I believe in. And I'm like, well, that's not what we're asking. We're asking you to see, engage, and put it on there for the people to be able to have that voice. So thank you so much for saying that. I think it's really important, especially for everybody that's on this call, that is on the fence, however they feel, it needs to be representative. We got 1.3 million in New Hampshire, and they need to be able to have that choice. So yeah, thank you for that.
Right. If the reps think that the Empire is popular, then they should put it on the ballot, and the people of New Hampshire will vote to stay with the Empire.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep the option open. We don't know what it's going to look like in 12 months is my thought. Derek, I see you on here for the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. Speak to us.
Hello? Can everyone hear me?
I can hear you.
Awesome. Afternoon, everyone. My name's Derek Prue. I'm going to be representing the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire. I'm just going to briefly go on kind of what's happened with us recently and what our plan is moving into 22. So about a year ago, we had organization, the Libertarian Party, called the Mises Caucus, and they took over the Libertarian Party at our convention last year. And the caucus can be described as a continuation of the Ron Paul revolution. We take a lot of our energy and ideas from the Ron Paul days, and we're kind of injecting that into the Libertarian Party to make it a more liberty-oriented and principled party. I'm sure everyone knows Libertarian Party's been a mess over the last couple decades. So that's what we're trying to do, is fix that. And so over the last year, we've tripled our membership. Our social media outreach has been insane. You know, we've made national headlines a couple of times, just our New Hampshire affiliate. So we are pretty confident in our abilities, what we learned from last year. And so we've kind of developed a new strategy in terms of politics here in New Hampshire. And instead of trying to fight, especially Liberty Republicans, we're going into a new strategy where we're going to focus more on nonpartisan elections, try and get our Liberty candidates in those positions, you know, town council positions, whatever, anything nonpartisan. We're going to try and avoid the partisan races because that's always been a losing battle for us. And then we're also going to use our strong messaging and strong social media presence to try and find any organizations that are here that want any help. You know, sometimes we get millions of views on some of those. We want to use our messaging to send strong, bold, principled stuff, help out everyone where we can, and kind of expand the Overton window for everybody. We definitely stirred the hornet's nest a couple of times, and we would like to continue doing that and take the punches for everybody and open the doors for everyone else so that way we can get the conversation started, take the initial hits, and then everyone else can move in and say whatever they need to do. So we're just going to be trying to be the conversation starters moving into 22 and into the future. And this month in January here, we've got our state convention. So we're going to go into that. We feel confident in our ability to maintain our principled messaging at our convention. And then we're going to go into May, which is the National Libertarian Convention. We're hoping that this Mises Caucus approach, we can take over the national level and we can have the national level Libertarian Party continue with the bold and principled liberty messaging, and that way we can help out everybody. It'll be a lot of help having a national party that can help us on this messaging and really fight the fight with us instead of against us as they've been recently. So that's where we come from, where we're going, and we're looking forward to helping out everyone else. We've got a lot of really awesome members. Some of them are in all these different organizations. We've got people who assist with NHLA. We've got people like Alu Axelman, who does Liberty Block. So we got a lot of awesome members that are all over the place. Our free staters doing all that, those little free state projects that are throughout the state, all the Liberty clubhouses that are being set up. We're doing pretty good, and we want to help out where we can. We've got a lot of energy, and we're looking forward to this year.
So, Alu, I know you just have a few minutes, and you jumped on. We've been doing a lot of talk about the 20th and keeping it wide open on the table and encouraging people to let the voters vote in 12 months, whether or not they want to stay with the mothership or not. So I think we've done a really good job of fleshing that out, and hope to have everyone there at 2 p.m. to rally ahead of the vote to proceed further with that. But if you have something quickly you want to add in, we'll let you before you head back to work.
Yeah, I have a Signal group I made called Slacktivism, and just let me know and I'll put you in the group or join the group. And it's going to be very little correspondence. I'm just going to make posts out there with calls to action, very simple stuff like email these reps on this committee, come to this committee hearing for the most important things. We're using 1 minute a day. People can send one email to a whole committee and have a massive impact. So again, if Slacktivism is your thing, that's fine. I'll give you things that'll take 30 seconds and you can help us pass good bills. There's another hearing, I think, coming up on the 11th, and I put it out in the Signal group. The other thing I want to say is I have a spreadsheet, a master spreadsheet of all the important legislation for liberty and anti-liberty that I keep track of every year. I already put in like 30 bills for 2022. And I like to keep it updated and expanded to have all the bills, but I can't do it all myself because I juggle a billion things. But I try to keep the track of the status of all the bills. So some of them have passed, some are put on the table, some passed the committee, some passed the House already. So if you guys help me. You can use it as resources to track all the bills because it has the committee there in the status, the exactly where they're going, is good or bad, and all details about them and all that stuff. But as the status changes, if it passes one chamber or something, I want to keep it updated. So you guys can do two things. You could help the spreadsheet can help you track all the bills, and you can help me and everyone else in the world or in New Hampshire by expanding it and helping us keep it up to date. A few people, I've been saying this for years, and a few people finally stopped ignoring me. In the last few days, people did add bills that were of interest to them, Liberty bills to the spreadsheet. So I'm happy about that. And people edited and asked some questions about why some are pro-liberty or anti-liberty, which is good. I want discussion on it, but most of them are very simple. Bills that lower taxes are going to be pro-liberty. Bills that are increasing regulations and taxes are anti-liberty. So I'll post that spreadsheet in the comments here if I can. So please, everyone, you all have permission to edit it. Just keep it up to date, help us expand it, and help let it help you keep track of all the important bills, because there's no place that I know of it. There's no other spreadsheet that I know of. NHLA has a lot of good resources. They don't have a spreadsheet, so mine's the only one that I know of. So let it help you, and just stay in touch with me, and I want to help you all with slacktivism.
I love that idea of the signal group of here's your 30 minutes a day or 30 seconds a day. Go do it. Action item. That works really well for my group, so we will be leveraging off of that. All right, I see Brian on there, familiar face. Brian, you want to go next?
Hey.
Hey.
Can you hear me all right?
I can.
Okay, perfect. I don't actually have a group I'm representing. I'm part of many different groups and love to see all of these representatives here. So thank you all for doing this. I think this is really important. I am with the Free State Project. I don't call myself a leader of any of the different projects or groups that I'm doing, but I am more focused on creating tools. More focused on creating tools and resources for everyone else to use, and unifying a lot of this effort within New Hampshire specifically. So I'm taking some notes here on just the common, you know, we have this common theme of all of the different groups are working towards liberty, and I don't know why we've got so many different ones, but I think that's important, though, to keep them decentralized, keep them all over the place. But I do think there's a definite need for, like, shared calendars, which I think it was Krista was working on, or Kristen. that's another thing that I am really focused on is a centralized calendar. I do have the Telegram group for the New Hampshire calendar. That's all Liberty events that are pulled automatically from all kinds of different calendars around the state. So if anyone's not in that, that would be a really good group to join. It's just a broadcast, and it's all basically automated. I did have the New Hampshire Patriot Hub calendar on there as well, but there was so much overlap that I believe I disabled that for now until I could figure out a solution to that. So I assume everything that's on that is also on one of the other calendars, but it's probably incorrect. I guess the only other thing I'll mention, like I said, I am part of the Free State Project, definitely not a leader of that. That's a group that doesn't really have a huge mission. Their only mission is to bring libertarians into New Hampshire in order to bring freedom and liberty and let people do whatever they feel is necessary to bring more liberty into New Hampshire. So they're just trying to bring people in. That's their only goal. And aside from that, there's a couple of festivals that help encourage that. They do a lot of, not really they, but the people of Free State Project are running a lot of different meetups around the state. And those are all friendly. They're friendly to any political party or any anybody that would like to show up and just meet some people, meet some locals. So
thanks, Brian.
The other thing, yep. I real quick, one more thing is the The other thing is Freedom Cells is a organization that's global. They are actually focused more on bringing community together and bringing people geographically located near each other in contact with each other in the goal of setting up groups of like 8 people. The ideal size of a group is 8 people. So they're trying to bring 8 people together in the different geographical areas so that they can actually just start meeting and start focusing on solutions and start focusing on, you know, training classes or getting people prepared and things like that. So
what was that?
That's freedomcells.org. .org is a very important part of that because it's the other Freedom Cells are no good.
Is that so freedom, one, local emphasis on resources?
It's, yeah, they have a member map. They have a social media network online. They have a lot of groups, Telegram groups and tools. And there's a Northeastern Freedom Cells. There's a New Hampshire Freedom Cells. And then it's supposed to break down even smaller and smaller. So I'm actually one of the projects I'm working on. I'm in Ware, and I'm focused more on a Ware community building, keeping it very local, very manageable. You got with the idea of being able to scale up. So what we do here to bring freedom to Ware will be scalable and maybe bring freedom to Goffstown and maybe, you know, keep going on from there. But that's kind of the idea of the Freedom Cell. So I'm trying to bring all those resources together and being able to help each other out.
So, you know, I've caught wind of that and it's really intriguing to me because I truly believe trusted community is going to be very important. Should, you know, plan for the worst and hope for the best of the emergency preparedness planning. So getting to know kind of who your patriots are in your town, not only for finding your school board members and your selectmen and, you know, the current day events, but all of a sudden, you know, you lose communication or you lose electricity and resources. How do you band together and how do we trickle that up as a community of liberty-minded individuals? So I do think in 2022, that's something that would not be a bad thing for us all to really start putting together. There's a lot of talk of it, but not a lot of substance behind it. So Brian, if that's something that you guys are kind of best in breed with, showing us how you do it on a very small scale and a way to roll it out to others and how they can get something like-minded started in their community, I think would be a great thing to contribute to the larger groups in general. So I look forward to maybe seeing and having you work with that. Sounds like you and Kristen with your calendars, you are the two calendars I tend to go to. The most comprehensive ones, if there's a way to collaborate on those, definitely would be you two, I think, would enjoy each other very much. You're both really great, easygoing people. So maybe the two of you can collaborate a little bit and make sure that we're not missing any of the groups on the activities and getting them out to the larger masses. All right. Who have we missed? Who hasn't gone yet?
Therese, this is Mark.
Go ahead, Mark.
Hi, friends. This is Mark Morgan. I'm a fourth-time state rep, serving my fourth term in Manchester. I appreciate you, Therese and David, bringing the people together today. There's some activists and groups here I wasn't familiar with, so that's exciting. My focus has been electoral politics and specifically trying to get liberty-minded state reps elected to the House. To that end, we have a group called the Get Involved PAC, which is a political action committee founded by super activist Mirav Yakov. And we've been playing in legislative races for the last 4 cycles or 8 years. And though she's no longer on the board, it's now myself, Keith Carlson, and Dan Gray. What we do is identify, recruit, train, and support liberty-minded folks and activists to run for the state house. You know, we do a lot of recruiting from Free State Project movers. That's sort of a nice source for good candidates. And we raise money every year. In the past, we typically spend between $15,000 and $25,000 on a number of state rep races for candidates that we have vetted and endorsed. And usually that number is between 30 and 50 candidates. We have a big annual fundraiser, and it's going to be at Jess Edwards' house on June 4th. So we'll add that to the Liberty calendars. We'd love to see y'all come out. But before that, we'll be doing the road show and going around the state to a number of different groups, including some of your guys' organizations, to talk about what's involved in running for state rep and share the resources, information, and knowledge that we will be happy to share with people who are interested in running. We coordinate with New Hampshire Liberty Alliance because they have an excellent questionnaire to vet candidates to make sure they're worthy of our time and effort, basically to make sure they're high scoring on the Liberty scale, which means less government, less regulation, lower taxes, more individual freedom. So if that sounds good to you, then we should talk. We also work with Young Americans for Liberty. They've been a big player in New Hampshire races over the last two cycles, and we expect them to begin in this year in 2022. So they come to us for which candidates to support. And if nobody from New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is on the call here, then we can put their website in the chat room. People should join them as well, because they keep legislators like myself and Santa Anastasio and Cushman and Kofal accountable every year. An upcoming event everybody should know about is March. The first weekend of March is the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's going to be in New Hampshire, and I'll be there, and we'll be there talking about recruiting candidates. So any of you is interested in hosting a meet and greet in your area to get some local people thinking about running for office between now and June, please let me know. We'll be happy to coordinate it. We'll bring some people up there to have some snacks and refreshments and talk to you about the process of getting elected to the state house. That's it. Yeah, right. I'll put my email in the chat room for contact information.
Yeah, Mark, I'm thinking come February, we'll probably need something like that. I think we have five or six within our group that are talking about running in their towns. We are doing the monthly movie night at Chunky's, where there is an hour for people like yourself to come talk. But maybe we can set up another forum for anyone that's within the We the People that are looking at running for state rep. Appreciate your organization and all that you do to help get people well vetted and ready to run. Who else has not gone yet?
Be happy to introduce myself. I'm David Kiley, and I'm on the board with Government Integrity Project, and Ken Eyring, Tom Murray weren't able to make it, so I'm really just standing in. And just to introduce myself, we haven't really met as a board yet. We have an upcoming meeting to go over the initiatives that we have. But for those that are not familiar with GIP, you know, they're on the forefront of the Wyndham audit. So a lot of the election integrity issues are important to us. We'll continue that. And we've also been directly involved in some local races between school boards and municipal boards, supporting candidates, holding existing members accountable. In addition to that, we've been very active in parent advocacy, including, you know, connecting expert speakers with parents in terms of how to just get the best resources they can for their children, whether dealing just as taxpayers or as parents of school children, and make sure they have the best education options available to them. So that's all I really have. I'm sure, you know, if this is going to continue properly, there'll be more of us on calls, and we'll be able to go over the initiatives that we have lined up for this year after we discuss them as a board and get them on the appropriate calendars. So thank you, Therese. I think this is terrific. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's I'm really impressed with the participation. We really got this rolled out very late. I think what we will do, I'm finding value in this. I hope the rest of you are also, that maybe we do this once a month and come to the table with, if there was one thing we could get the rest of the groups to support us with, whether it be text or phone calls or emails or showing up for a piece of legislation, you know, that we can kind of throw out an action item that others could help put wind in the sail for each other. I really hope for 2022, where not only is there an understanding, but there's also a lot of encouragement. There is a lot of overlap in all of what we're doing. And for us to be united, I think we could really scare some of our rhinos if they caught wind that we were all collaborating together against the tyranny in our state. So if nothing more, I think that that is going to serve us all well in our efforts. Who has not yet gone yet? Did we miss anybody?
Yeah, I did just want to say three things. One, we have an NH Exit Matrix group and an NH Exit Telegram group. They're linked. If you're on either of those platforms, I encourage you to get on. I posted links in the chat on Jitsi here, the platform you're connected. And if you can't find those links, you can email me at chris@thinkpenguin.com. But I also wanted to mention one other thing. For the 20th, for the hearing, I would encourage people to ping other people directly that they know, because it'll increase the turnout. It'll be more likely that people will actually show up if they're asked directly, as opposed to just sending out a general message. So if you can, ask those around you.
So in closing, if we didn't miss anyone, one of the things I am going to ask for is for you to be creative with acts of civil disobedience. How can my crew be civilly disobedient without risking maybe getting arrested? So we will be eating in the cafeteria at the Capitol as a group and showing up and calling them an owner's meeting. We are looking for different ways to get loud and to be a little bit obnoxious with our reps that are our legislators, I should say. As well as getting involved and doing things that are helpful. So any tangible task, whether it be emailing, texting, calling, showing up, please feed them my way and I will get them out to the group, because they are eager to do something. And I am eager to get them off of social media and just talking about how bad everything is and actually get them up and out of their seats and doing actual activities. So if you can think of things, I love Alu's 30 seconds, you know, get together with pizza parties, let's email our legislators, things like that. Movie night that we'll be doing, the honk brigades, the flag waves. I'm all about getting these people actually energized and feeling as though they're doing something purposeful. So if you have things like that, please do not be shy. We would love to support you in your efforts, and I appreciate all of you and your sacrifice in volunteering for fighting for freedom for the state of New Hampshire. We will do this again maybe next month. And if you have other feedback, send it back to the email invite. And this is not a solo act for any of us. This is a symphony. And together, I think we can make great things happen. We can hope.
Hey, Therese, before you sign off, thank you for the invitation. And I just have one thing to share on that civil disobedience thing that's starting to have some results. And that is your school boards. If those of you who don't know, your school board members can be removed for violating their oath of office. Statute 42.1 requires them to swear an oath. 42.1 says if they violate said oath, they can be removed. So Haverhill, New Hampshire has just stopped its school board, and so is Hollis. And what they're doing is they're using the affidavit. So when you file an affidavit and you serve a public servant, you instruct him to obey the Constitution and he ignores you, now you have him for malfeasance of office. So I did a video on it. It's on Facebook. Gave you the rest of why you have the authority to do it. But that is clear front and center for everyone right now, no matter what community you're in the state. Is that your school boards, your progressive liberals have lost their minds. They're out of control. And it's time to start firing these people and removing them from office. I think once we remove the first public servant, the rest will fall in line. So if anyone has questions about that, feel free to reach out to me. And I just wanted to add that as is what we're doing now for civil disobedience.
Yeah, I'd like to comment on that too. As someone who's been arrested for civil disobedience, you have to understand that arrest is highly likely, especially if you're doing it alone. That's kind of the whole point. But if you have a large group of people, that's what changes things. If you have more people doing whatever the act of disobedience is together, then they have police, they will usually stand down. Although sometimes they'll come for you later, as Therese and Frank learned a few weeks back. So there's no guarantees that you can get away with civil disobedience without an arrest. But as long as you're committed to whatever the issue is, I recommend seeing it through and refusing to cooperate all along, every step of the way, meaning that you don't take a guilty plea, you demand your day in court, you clog up the court system, and if you're found guilty, you refuse to pay the fine. One thing you don't want to do is you don't want to encourage them, and paying the fines that you're assessed encourages them. So hold it all the way to the end, and then you will have your victory.
With yeah. numbers. So just to those that don't know, Concord is meeting on the city council's meeting on the 10th at 7 p.m. on Green Street to vote in a mask ordinance. So not even a mandate, but an ordinance. So if you are in the Concord area, shop or do business in the Concord area, we are doing a call to action for everyone to get there to show their opposition to the city council for moving forward with that idea. And then we will be on the 21st, every other Friday, we will be having an owners meeting by doing lunch at the Capitol building. That's We the People, all of us coming together, having lunch, and then walking around the building. We really don't know what we're doing, but we're going to be doing, and they're going to get sick of watching and showing us. So, of Amen. Course, if we had 20 of us doing lunch versus 200 of us doing lunch, maybe not just Fridays, but 5 days of the week. I mean, we don't know what to do, but we know we got to keep showing up and being a pain in their butt. So that's what we plan to do. But God bless you all. Thank you for all the time you put into this afternoon. I hope it was worthy. I feel like it was productive. There was no disparaging. We all got along, and that is a beautiful thing.
Happy Thank you. New Year. Same to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly, for putting it together.
I think this call was this call. Dave Ridley, are you still on?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, so this call, this was recorded, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so everybody, we can we'll also be able to send it out to everyone as well.
Yes, if you go to ridleyreport.com tomorrow, if you go to ridleyreport.com tomorrow, you should be able to see this call.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, Dave, for letting us hijack your forum here.
It's designed to be hijacked. Thank you all for being here, and thank you for having the idea, Therese.
Yeah, you guys all stay healthy.
You especially, Therese.
All right.
No more hail bay weightlifting.
My horses keep me healthy. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hey, Matt, are you gone? You still there? Matt Santanastasso?
Well, it looks like he's still there. Maybe he's just not responding yet.
I heard he mentioned he was interviewed by Keen Sentinel again. So I was just wondering what had gone down with that.
Does the Keen Sentinel still think he's wasting everybody's time?
Any news is good news, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I almost wanted to encourage the people in this this meeting that think you guys will soon be doing national politics when we leave the empire.
Oh,
you'll be doing national politics in a small country the size of Estonia.
Matt has texted in the text message area. He says kids are screaming in the background, so his mic is off.
Okay. Blink if you're safe, Matt. he's being held hostage by children. Oh, I hear Matt. No, he just disappeared. Okay. Looks like, is Dave still here?
I think Dave just dropped out.
Which is funny because it says it's still recording, but it came from him. I don't know who's recording.
Is the audio working on this?
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you. If Dave dropped out, I'm not sure my thing is recording, but I don't know if I'm recording or if somebody else is, because only one person at a time can record. And
I think the app itself does the recording. So I guess as long as there's still people here, it'll keep recording.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going to.
Me neither. Okay. I've never actually used this to record, so I don't know.
Yes, yeah, I've used this app to record, but I didn't start this. You know, Dave started it today, so.
Guys, I just want to say goodbye.
Okay. Hello, see you.
Great to see you guys. Awesome time today. Bye, Russell.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
Yeah, also it'll be good. Some of these groups are trying to do stuff in secret, but I think it's good for us to record this and let people know that, like, I like Therese's attitude of trying to hassle the bad guys. Do the stuff that makes them uncomfortable at whatever level she can handle. Yeah, Matt keeps popping in and out.
That's bad.
I don't know if he's gonna, hey. I don't...
And we can hear him. Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to respond to what you asked about the Sentinel. The Rick Green reporter called me to ask about the dental thing that Jim Covet mentioned in the chat earlier. And I just told him that he was like, well, don't you think dental is a medical benefit too? And I said, yeah, but if the vote was to get rid of the whole thing, I would have voted for that. So he actually put that in the paper. But then we started talking about independence, and I just told him what I thought about it, because I was actually a little disappointed that, well, none of the other state reps really spoke in favor of independence. I know they called one rep and he said that he didn't think it was going to happen or whatever. So I just answered his questions. He had the general questions like, what, we're not going to have a military. And I said, well, I don't know how a fighter jet's helping anybody, you know, protect their liberty and all those kind of things. So I'm sure when he writes the art, if he writes anything, it's going to be unfavorable, but you know, I told him the truth.
It doesn't even matter the military, because we can always create a military post independence anyway. So.
Yeah. I told him, you know, how we're net loss as far as tax revenue goes, we pay out more than we take in, and that we already have a court and a legislator and an executive branch. Why do we need to outsource all that? You know.
Yeah. Who is
at a great cost?
Who are we going to defend against? The U.S. I mean, if we have no chance against them. Canada. I mean, Canada. When was the last time Canada invaded a country?
Yeah, I told him that. I said we'd be like an independent nation like Canada. I mean, and then he said like, well, anyways, I don't remember the whole conversation, but. If he prints any of it, I think it'll be good.
Excellent.
All right, cool. Well, I think we've had a productive meeting today. It was good to see all these people seemingly on the same page.
Yeah, it was amazing. Let's hope we get a good turnout now at the 20th for the hearing. And this we need a larger room and get some chatter going amongst the reps and maybe change some minds and get, you know, more support for it so we can actually see it pass.
I was also encouraged hearing that Daniel has done so much of this poking and prodding and fighting and has no hope for that system.
Yeah.
So that's good because, you know, we all learn that. You know, it took me a while. It takes all of us a while to figure out that it's all a charade. So.
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's real sharp. He's basically the protege of Dick Marple. I don't know if you met Dick back when you were...
Sure. Well, and what's fun is right now, you know, back in those days, they could, the legislature could go around Dick Marple and the other principal people, and now there's getting to be too many for them to ignore him. So that's kind of fun. All right. Well, I don't want to keep all you guys any longer.
Yeah, I got to head to the
Who are you... Who you're saying was the protege of Dick Marple?
Dan Richard, the gentleman who was a well-spoken gentleman who was on the call earlier. He's the head of Committee of Safety in New Hampshire, Dan Richard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's real sharp. He's the one, he's suing the governor, suing a bunch of people right now in the state. And as he said on his speech earlier, he's doing it simply to exhaust all potential options. He has no expectation that it's going to really change anything, but just to say, well, we did all this and none of that worked. So, but he's well researched. He knows like the system inside and out. He's one of those legal eagle types who's really put a lot of time in and kind of knows how to work the system, knows all the details, the statutes and the history. Really, really brilliant guy. Like he will, if you let him talk, he'll give you a real education on stuff. Really interesting.
The other thing that was interesting in this one is, so you were coordinating some with the lady with the Patriot calendar, Ian?
No, I'd never met her before in my life. I just looked at her calendar and I noticed she'd already added the hearing date to her calendar. So
okay, yeah. So I'm gonna use this call to grab some people's info and then make sure we're coordinating with two or three of them who might be interested in working with us.
I think she said she dropped her email in somewhere, but I missed it if it went by, so it might be...
I'll look up her website. So. We might be too radical for some of these groups, but some of them will be willing to work with us. So.
All right, guys, have a great day.
See you guys later.
What are you arresting this man for?
You've seen the dramatic liberty arrests in Keene, New Hampshire. Now see 111 reasons why you should move there and reinforce these gutsy activists. Keene's advantages are compelling, and the list of reasons to move has just been updated. For details, visit freekeene.com.